In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our text. We tend to think of ourselves as the center of the world, of time and of space. At least we like to safely assume that we are at the center until someone else questions about us. Cain thought that he had won ultimate control when he slew his brother. But then he was questioned by another, one whom he could not evade, and this dethroned him from the central stage. Throughout our life, there is no escaping the questions and evaluations of others. This is true for children, for seminarians, workers in the corporate world, and even a man in a forest. As Mark Twain once said, if a man is alone in the forest where no woman can hear him, is he still wrong? Our life is spent in attempting to win recognition and acknowledgement of others by what we do, by what we achieve, and by what we accomplish. And when we have achieved something, we become proud of ourselves. I still remember my old days when I tried to enter into a university back in Japan. Unlike the admissions process in this country, a student is admitted into a university only by getting high scores in the entrance examination. You have to be a good clutch hitter because the game is to win or to lose, determined only by one-time event. After months of preparation, I went into the classroom where the entrance examination was held. I prayed, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy, help me, but do not help the others who are taking the exam. A few weeks later, an urgent official telegram arrived. It was from the university. It said, success. What was my response? Thank you, Lord, for answering to my prayer, for helping me and letting me into this university. No way. I said to myself, it is I who did it. I accomplished it without anybody's help, and this is the reward for my long hard work and preparation. Where was the Lord to whom I prayed? I was too excited to return thanks to him. St. Paul admonishes us this morning, far from me to boast in the flesh, to be proud of ourselves and of our achievement. And he uses quite a strong word here. There is no possibility whatsoever of our boasting before the Lord. I am sure that many of you are anxiously counting days. How many times must I go to bed before hearing the announcement of my first call or my first vicarage, my vicarage assignment, first or second, it doesn't matter. A temptation is there to think of the divine call as our accomplishment, something we achieve. Certainly, it is your great achievement to earn credits and academic degrees. But the divine call is something you will not earn, but simply receive passively. What Luther calls active righteousness and passive righteousness, each needs to stay within its own realm. The Lord calls you not because you have merited an academic degree, or because you are a great leader, or because you have passion and zeal for the lost or for the Lord. We do not play a role. No one steps into the office of the Holy Ministry. You will be put into it for the sake of the gospel delivery. You will be ordained passive. There is no possibility whatsoever of our boasting before the Lord concerning our call into the office of the Holy Ministry. So then, are all forms of boasting excluded? St. Paul teaches but one exception. He says, But far from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord's cross is not our achievement, it is the Lord's and His alone. Therefore, such boasting in the cross of Christ is expressed not as our self-praise, but in the form of doxology and hymn. According to the Galatians, we are in Christ. We have been given the Spirit of Christ. We have put on Christ in baptism. We belong to Christ and so enjoy the new life. Instead of using the terminology of recreation or rebirth, St. Paul here uses the new creation, a replacement of the old. God did not simply recreate man, but he sent his Son, Christ, into the old creation, the world, under the law, in the middle of which he accomplished our salvation. The Christian in baptism has put on the body of the crucified and resurrected Christ, who now lives in him. The new creation has taken place in the baptized while he or she is in the middle of the sinful world and sinful flesh. And so his ears no longer long to hear about human traditions or former religious convictions, but the word of God. His lips and tongue no longer boast of his own works and achievement, but joyfully he proclaims nothing but the mercy of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Freed from having to justify ourselves before men in the midst of the constant evaluations of others, the self-praise of our flesh is now replaced by doxology and acclamation of the Lord. Therefore, the boasting in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ does not choose occasions. At times, it involves suffering, shame, and weakness. Even when we are persecuted, as our friends from Poplo, the people of the book Lutheran Outreach, may tell us such contemporary stories, we may still rejoice, as the apostles did, that we are counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Christ. Indeed, it is our Lord's glory and boasting that he was dishonorably treated on the Calvary and continues to be treated so by us at the altar in his body and blood. And when you may experience suffering and weakness in the life of the holy ministry, Christ makes your afflictions his. When the body hurts, the head suffers even more. But when Jesus has sent you to the place where he desires, he does not then depart from you, but he goes with you. So as we approach the call day and vicarage assignment day, it is good to hear Paul's exhortation, "Far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Instead of looking at us boasting about ourselves and our achievement, let our minds and hearts be on our Savior, because he has given us the new creation through the forgiveness of sins. He alone is worthy of thanks and praise. We boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.